I turn now to a conversation with respect to the panorama, the Platteclough Road area, which seems to have been turned into an illegal raceway in keeping with the legal discussion this morning. Paul Kruger happens to be a committee member of the Panorama, Kleinbosch, Valgedegen and Platteclough Neighborhood Watch and joins me right now. Paul, welcome to the show. First of all, what an auspicious name to go through life with.
Good morning, goeiemôre,
dumela. Goeiemôre, agé.
Morning, Repilo.
How are you today?
Fine, thanks.
Excellent, Meneer Kruger. Okay, so help us understand. So there have been a couple of road improvement projects that have been put into place, but the Platteclough Road, which happened to have been widened and resurfaced, seems to have had an unintended consequence.
That's correct, yeah. It started mainly since Platteclough Road changed into a dual carriage road, and I've seen it's now escalated also to the Gielbeton Road that have been extended towards Burgundy, that we have this racing going on every weekend.
And how long has this been going on for?
The racing actually has been going on for quite, since the lockdown levels have been lifted. It escalated.
Okay.
But yeah, it's been going on for quite a few years already. But I've played it lately. It's quite regularly every weekend. So I think the COVID lockdown had a big impact on the guys just sitting at home. And yeah, they're all coming out now.
What, in your mind, or to your understanding, what's the motivation here? It's just kids, forgive me, Paul. In my mind, all I can see is the scene out of Greece. So I don't understand.
I won't say this is just kids.
Yeah.
If you look at the vehicles involved, it's mostly high end sports vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And you will find a souped up old vehicle.
Yes.
So, yeah, and they always, at certain times, from 10 o'clock at night, they got three get-together points. Mainly, it will be the Platteclough Village, the mm-hmm. KFC parking, then all the McDonald's, Kleinbosch, they'll get together there. And the third place I see likely that they get together is the Platteclough Pond, Linnert Street in Platteclough. From there, they normally send out a spotter to take a drive all the way down to Boetersig, to the circle, down Platteclough Road, and then come back.
Paul,
Once they see that's cleared up, then they'll start with the racing. They basically go all the way down to Boetersig, through all the Red Rover, make a turn at the circle, and then race back. First one back. That's the winner.
Is there a financial motive here? Because that'll be the difficult part. If if there is a lot of money in this, it'll be almost, I imagine, impossible to break this up.
I've been thinking about this. It must be financially motivated. That there must be some big stakes. If you look at the high-end sports cars doing it.
Yes.
There must be money involved with this racing. I don't think they are so far advanced as overseas, where they do that. We call the pink slips. If you lose, you lose. They tell you to take your vehicle.
Ah.
But I think there is money involved.
And out of interest, I mean, I know that there's always this kind of, I guess, mystery and attraction to doing things, off the books and illegally. But is there a way, is there an organizing party? Is there an organizing sort of bunch of people that maybe the Panorama, Kleinbosch, Valgedegen and Platteclough Neighborhood Watch could go to say, okay, guys, if this is what you're going to do, at the very least, like formalize this thing and find a racetrack. If we could ever get, for example, the illegal squatters off that other racetrack. I don't know. But, find a racetrack and do this in a safe space. And do this in a formal way. Is that something that you think might be a possibility? Because my thinking is that ending it is not an option.
So true what you're saying there. Now, it's quite difficult to get yourself into this group. They're quite well organized. So, as soon as I understand, they don't know, and you try and approach these guys, immediately they block you. So yeah, I think you know, if you don't have a high end race car, you won't get into the group to actually have a talk to them and tell them, let's do this the legal way or whatever. So it's quite difficult to infiltrate into the group.
What do you think is the way forward, Paul?
Well, we had it previously. It worked. Previously, we had the authorities like the Coast Guard, the Traffic Department, on a regular basis doing checks here in the area. And especially what an unmarked vehicle, like with the Coast Guard, helps a lot. But these guys, even that they get to know the unmarked vehicles as well. But yeah, that helped a lot. We used to have that at least once a week, that the Ghost Squad was in the area assisting us with these problems. And then they start on moving to other areas, like we saw on those clips on where the people made accidents in Canal Walk on the N1. And they keep on moving, so it's difficult. But so far, Blacksville Road is... And we haven't had the authorities yet to really catch these oaths in the act. And I think that's one of our main problems. We need to get the authorities like the Coast Guard and the Traffic Department doing more regular checks in our areas.
Quite right. Paul Kruger, thank you so much for giving us this perspective on what's on the go there. Paul is a committee member of the Panorama, Kleinbosch, Valgelegen and Plattekloof Neighbourhood Watch. Have a wonderful day, sir. Thank you so much.